Hi, this is Chris. I'm standing outside the Ronald P. Kelpfisch World Famous Travel Agency and Fertilizer Company. I'm here because on today's Adventure and Odyssey, we're going to hear all about vacations and what makes them fun. And of course, there's no better way to start a show about vacations than with a little traveling music. Hit it!
I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Are you Ronald P. Kelpfisch, owner and operator of the Ronald P. Kelpfisch World Famous Travel Agency and Fertilizer Company?
Yes, I am. Are you the tour or the root rot?
I beg your pardon?
We're having a special on our root rot formula today.
Oh, no. I'm from Adventures in Odyssey, and we're here to find out about vacations.
Oh, then you have come to the right place. How can I help you?
Well, your sign here says great tours at popular prices. Could you tell us about one of your great tours?
Of course. And let's see here. This looks like just the one for you. Our pesticide seepage econoline tour.
Pesticide seepage what?
Oh, yes. Two of the loveliest little towns on the outskirts of the county.
Uh-huh.
You'll start off by spending three glorious days and nights in the Golden Turkey Suite high atop the beautiful Seepage Hotel in downtown Seepage.
Oh, wow.
From there, you'll attend several of the many cultural events taking place in the quaint hamlet of nearby Pesticide, including the highlight of the season, the annual Hog Shaving Festival.
Hog Shaving?
Oh, yeah. They lather the little porkers up and snip them bald.
That doesn't sound like much fun to me.
Just think of how the hogs feel.
How much does this little trip cost?
That's the beauty of it. Only $600.
$600? You call that a popular price?
I like it.
Oh, do people actually go on that tour?
Sure. They can't stay home during the summer. What would they do there?
Well, that's what the Barkley family is going to find out on today's Adventure in Odyssey. And we'll hear all about it right after this message.
If I can't interest you in a trip, then how about some root rot formula?
Forget it.
Hey, you over there, come check out this super cool secret club. Well, it's not really a secret. Actually, I'm trying to tell everybody about it because it's so amazing. It's the Adventures in Odyssey Club. You'll get access to over 1,000 episodes. Some of them are even club exclusives. You'll also get behind-the-scenes content and devotionals and games and a free subscription to Focus on the Family's Clubhouse magazine and... Oh, sorry. I'll slow down now. I just get so excited talking about the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Head over to adventuresinodyssey.com.
Summer is usually when families plan to take a vacation, and the Barkleys are no exception. In fact, that's what Mrs. Barkley is doing right now. Let's see how she's coming along.
Well, it just doesn't seem like we'll be able to do it.
You do what, Mom?
Oh, hi, Jimmy. Well, your father asked me to take a look at our family budget to see if we can afford to go on a vacation this summer.
Oh, can we?
Well, it doesn't look like we'll be able to, not if we want to go on a ski trip this Christmas. I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, I don't really care. It's Donna you have to worry about. She's the one who has her heart set on going somewhere.
Oh, really?
You mean you couldn't tell? She's only been dropping major hints ever since she got back from camp.
Oh, I was wondering why she was collecting all those travel brochures.
Yeah, and she keeps asking Dad how many miles there are in the car.
And counting how many suitcases we have. Well, I didn't realize a vacation trip meant that much to her.
Yeah, and she's gonna go nuts when she hears we can't take one.
Well, then, we'll just have to be very gentle when we tell her.
Tell who what?
Hi, honey.
Hi, what's going on?
Well, I'm afraid I have some bad news for you.
Yeah, we aren't going anywhere on vacation this summer. What?
That's your idea of gentle, Jimmy?
You can't beat around the bush about these things, Mom. It's best to get them over with quickly. We can't go anywhere.
Well, sweetheart, it just isn't in the budget. Not if we want to go skiing at Christmas.
The budget? It's always the budget. We haven't been able to do anything since we got that stupid budget. Told you she'd go nuts.
Hush, Jimmy.
I can't believe we're going to have to stay here all summer.
Well, this is a switch.
What do you mean?
If I remember correctly, last year you were the one who wanted to stay here.
Yeah, we had to practically drag you out and strap you into the car.
Why the change?
Well, I've had a hard year. A lot of things have happened.
I know they have, sweetheart, but if the money's not there, it's just not there. You want to go skiing, don't you?
Yeah.
Then that's what we have to save for. I'm sorry.
Oh, I bet we're the only people in town not going anywhere this summer. Brenda Shorter is going to Disney World, and Robin Jacob gets to go to New York City.
Yeah, up at camp, Jack told me that his family's taking a trip to Washington, D.C. this summer. And Oscar said his family was going to visit relatives in Canada.
I know how you feel, kids. A lot of your fathers and my friends are going on trips, too. The Collins are going to Mexico, the Franks are going to England, and the pastor and his wife are going on a ministry trip to New Zealand.
Even Mr. Whitaker said he was going to take a trip later in the summer.
Everybody's going somewhere but us.
Well, now, wait a minute. What about your friend, the Cunningham girl?
You mean Lucy?
Lucy. You know, her father works with your dad. I don't think they can afford to go anywhere either.
Come to think of it, she did say she was staying in town this summer.
There, you see.
Honey, kids, I'm home.
In the den, George.
All right.
You see, Donna, not everybody is going somewhere after all.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, honey. How was your day?
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, you'll never guess what happened. You remember what I told you about Hal Cunningham?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we were just talking about
him. Well, he told me today that he got a humongous tax refund this year, and so he's taking his entire family on a trip to Hawaii. Can you believe it?
Oh, George. Donna, honey.
Great timing, Dad.
Was it something I said? Hi, Whit.
Oh, hello there, George. I don't know where Jimmy and Donna are.
I do. They're at home. I'm here for me today.
Oh, well, I'm honored. What'll it be?
Well, how about one of your Wad Fam chalk sods, please?
My what?
Well, that's what it says on your menu board there. The third line from the top, see, it says Wad Fam chalk sod.
That's world famous chocolate soda.
Oh.
Connie didn't have enough letters, so she abbreviated it.
Still sounds good.
Okay, one Wad Fam chalk sod coming right up.
Great.
Long day at the office?
Nah, not really. I just wanted to get an energy boost before I went home. The Barkley clan isn't in the best of moods these days.
Oh?
Yeah, well, I can't really blame them, I guess. We're not going to be able to take a vacation trip this summer.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Mm. Is your company working you that hard?
No. I have the time. We just don't have the funds. And since it seems like all of Mary's friends and the kids' friends are going away, well, they're all pretty disappointed.
Just them, huh?
Well, I guess I'm disappointed, too. I gotta admit, I was looking forward to getting away. I'm just a big kid when it comes to vacation trips. I love the feel of it, visiting and seeing special sights and doing fun things.
Well, you don't have to go anywhere to do that, you know.
Yeah, I know, but it's a lot more fun when you do.
Says who?
Come again?
Says who? Why is it that people think they have to go somewhere to have a good vacation? Well, I'll bet there's a whole bunch of things right here in Odyssey that you and your family have never done or seen.
You think so?
I know so. Odyssey may be a small town, but that doesn't mean it's not a busy one.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe we've been approaching this whole thing from the wrong angle. Listen, I gotta get home, Whit. I'll see you later. Oh, and thank you.
No charge. Oh, what about your Wad Fam chalk sod?
Here. It's all yours. Bye.
Bye. Well, I don't mind if I do.
Family of mine.
Hi, honey.
How are you all this fine day?
Oh, wonderful. Can't you hear us laughing and joking?
Hey, well, you ought to be, especially when I tell you what I'm about to tell you.
Oh, brother. Who else is going on a vacation?
Oh, nobody. Except us.
What?
George.
Really?
Yep. I've been thinking about it, and this family does deserve a really great vacation.
All right.
Oh, George.
I knew it wouldn't be stuck here all summer. Where are we going?
Yes.
Well, at least give us a hint.
All right. It's, let's see. It's a wonderful place.
New York City.
No. It's very educational.
Washington, D.C.
It's also one of the funnest places around.
Disney
girl.
No. Boy, you guys are really bad at this.
Oh, George, where are we going?
Well, I didn't say we were going anywhere.
But you just said we deserve a really great vacation.
Well, yes, I did, and we're going to have one. Right here.
Here?
You mean in Odyssey?
Oh, yes. It was Witt's idea. What do you think, huh?
I think Mr. Whitaker has been spending too much time in the Imagination Station.
Jimmy.
We're still not going anywhere? We're staying in Odyssey?
That's right.
George, this is a very cruel joke.
I've never been more serious in my life. Look, what is it that makes a vacation fun, huh?
Rides, the sights.
The new places.
Wrong. Those are the things that you do on a vacation. What makes them fun is the fact that we're doing them together.
You want a second opinion on that?
Jimmy.
Look, the point is, it isn't so much what you do on a vacation that makes it fun. It's who you do it with. And I'd say we have everything we need right in this room to have a wonderful vacation. As far as what we do is concerned, well, I'll bet if we put our minds to it, we can come up with lots of great stuff. What do you say? Come on, huh?
Well, it is a lot better than just sitting around feeling sorry for ourselves.
Great, Mary. Jimmy?
If those are my only choices, then I'm all for it.
I knew I could count on you, son. Donna, look, I know that going on a trip is more important to you than any of us, but will you at least give this a try, huh?
Well, what kind of stuff do you think we could come up with?
Well, that's what we have to decide. Come on, everybody. We'll spend the rest of the afternoon and tonight planning. And beginning tomorrow morning, we'll start our best vacation ever, huh?
Okay.
All right.
What about the zoo?
There's an idea.
There's a new water slide.
Yeah. That's right. We're going to play.
What kinds of things will the Barclays come up with? Find out when our adventure in Odyssey continues in just a moment.
It's hard to trust a lot of entertainment these days, especially when you want your kids to learn Christian values. Even shows that seem good at first could end up teaching them all the wrong things. But you can always trust Adventures in Odyssey. For over 35 years, Adventures in Odyssey audio dramas have been teaching kids biblical truth through fun, heartwarming stories. Many kids have even come to Christ because of the show. And with an Adventures in Odyssey Club membership, you can get even more episodes that will keep them on the right path. Play an episode in the car, before bed, or any other time you just need a moment to breathe. You can rest easy knowing every story is teaching them to be more like Christ. To find out how you can join the Adventures in Odyssey Club today, go to adventuresinodyssey.com. That's adventuresinodyssey.com.
Defending truth, justice, and lots more truth. It's Captain Absolutely, and now you can read the revised and expanded comic series with 20 pages of new storylines. Join Captain Absolutely as he battles Dr. Relative. Get your copy at adventuresinodyssey.com.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you. And now, back to today's adventure.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, sweetheart. Hey, this is a great idea, eating breakfast out here on the back patio.
Well, I wanted to do something special to kick things off.
Great.
Vacation should be full of surprises, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But what's so surprising about oatmeal?
Oh, that's just the first course. Oh. The rest is still inside the house. George? Do you really think this is going to work?
You mean breakfast?
No. I mean this whole vacation thing.
Well, it will if we want it to.
That's the thing. I'm still not convinced the kids want it to.
Well, that's where we come in, Mary. The kids will follow our lead. If we believe it, they will. The main thing to remember is to relax and just have a good time. I mean, like they say in California, you know, hey, like, totally go with the flow, you know? I mean, if you see an opportunity to make something special happen, go for it.
Okay, well, totally go with the flow.
Bingo.
Oh, honey, I just hope you're right.
Hey, where is everybody?
Out here, son, on the patio.
Well, I better get more food. I cut up some fresh fruit, and I'm going to mix it with that huge container of yogurt I bought.
Oh, sounds great.
I'll be right back.
All right.
Morning, Jimmy. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Morning, son. Great way to start the vacation, huh? Eating outside?
Yeah, if this is what our vacation is going to be like, I like it already.
Yeah, me too. Listen, before we eat, if you don't mind, would you move that sprinkler a little bit there? It's kind of getting a little too close to us, would
yeah,
you?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Yeah, just a little tear right there. That's... Ah!
Oh, Dad, listen, I'm very sorry.
I know that's one of your favorite shirts.
Yeah,
but,
that's, so it's okay, son. It's all right. It's right here. Let me have that sprinkler pipe,
sure.
Please. And let me just get you with
it. Hey, stop it! Fine.
No, not the other hole. No. Oh.
You got tripping, guys. That's a little bit.
You've had it now. You've had it now. Don't forget, I am your father.
You're getting my shoes wet.
That's it.
Gotcha. How's that?
Well, everybody, here's the fruit.
Hey, what are you two up to?
Oh, nothing, Mary. We're just watering the lawn.
Gotcha.
Oh, no, fair. I don't have a home.
Get her, Jimmy, get her.
What are you guys doing?
Well,
what does it look like? We're starting our vacation.
Hey, guys, get her! All right, everyone got their blindfolds in place?
Yeah.
Okay, now remember, you got to guess what the animal is by using your hearing and smell only.
Oh.
All right, now we're in front of the cage. What is it?
I don't know, but it smells terrible.
Yeah, kind of the way the house smells when Mom fixes sauerkraut.
Thanks a lot. Come to think of it, it is the way the house smells when I fix sauerkraut.
Enough with the smell. Listen.
Sounds like Jimmy when he eats.
Oh, you're so amusing, I almost forgot to laugh.
All right now. Just listen.
Is that a pig?
No.
I know what it is! Huh? It's a hippo!
Right! Very good, Jimmy. All right. Listen, take my hand, we'll go on to the next one.
You know, this really makes the zoo interesting, George.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool idea, Dad.
Well, does that mean you're having a good time?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but it is fun.
Well, I'm glad you all approve. With the discount coupons I got from the paper, it didn't cost us hardly anything either. Okay, here's the next one. What is it?
I don't hear anything.
I don't smell anything either.
Well, what does that tell you?
It's either a real quiet animal or a real dead one.
No, keep trying.
I give up. I don't know what it is.
Me neither.
I'm stumped too.
All right, take your blindfolds off.
It's an empty cage!
Gotcha.
Dad. Oh,
my gosh. Come on, guys, let's go ride the horses.
Okay. Oh, why did they ever put a water slide at Trickle Lake?
Oh, this is great. You can see for miles from up here.
Yeah, I don't really want to see for miles. This is too high, honey. This is a little high for Mom.
Oh, come on, Mom. All you gotta do is just sit down.
No, Jimmy, really, honey. I don't know
about
this.
That's it. Now fold your
arms
across your body.
No, Jimmy, it's awfully far up for Mom.
There you go.
Honey, maybe you want to go on just by yourself. No, Jimmy, wait.
There you go. I think you're right, Mom. It is pretty high. I'll just sort of climb down, okay?
Mary, that was a great meal.
Thank you, George.
Yep. You know, somehow a meal just tastes better when you're camping, doesn't it, Donna?
If you say so, Dad.
Well, not because of say-so, because it is so. Hey, we better clean up these dishes. We don't want any wild animals creeping up on us in the night.
George, I really don't think we're going to have to worry about that.
No, you never can tell, Mary. Go on now.
Yes, sir.
Well, Jimmy, that was a mighty nice harmonica.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Want to hear some more?
You bet.
Okay, let me turn the tape over.
Good idea. That's nice. Right nice.
Donna, honey, could you bring me those glasses, please?
Okay, Mom. Oops, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right, sweetheart. It wasn't one of her good ones. Mary?
I heard. Oh, I'll have it cleaned up in just a minute. Here, let me plug this in. There.
Thank you, Mary. Now, let that be a lesson to you kids. Always leave your campsite cleaner than when you found it.
This is so weird.
What? What's the matter?
We're in our living room, Dad.
Can I help it if the place I wanted to go to was flooded out? I mean, hey, look, this way we can go camping in the comfort of our own home. All right. Look, I think we better turn in. We've got a big day ahead of us tomorrow at Tom Riley's barn raising. Everybody into the tent. Come on, let's go.
This is so weird.
Yeah, but it's great.
Jimmy, would you turn off that harmonica, please? Let me get this outdoor ambience record here. Oops. All right. Let me zip us in for the night here. Is everybody in their sleeping bags?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm turning off the light. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Ah, the great outdoors, huh?
And I want to thank you all for coming out to Tom's barn raising. Yeah. All right, gentlemen, you all understand the rules?
Uh-huh.
Each of the four teams will take a wall. You all have plenty of hammers, boards, and nails. Now, the first team to build their frame and raise it into place is the winner. All set? Okay, on your mark, get set, go!
Now, put a couple of nails over there.
All right, got it? I get it.
Okay, we're all set to raise her up. Yeah. Slim, you and a couple of the boys get on the right side. George, yep. You and Harold and me will take this side. Get it?
Got it.
Good. Right. Now, Jimmy, you play a real important part here, because when we lift the frame up, you need to take these braces and put them in place. Get it?
Got it.
Good. All right, boys, yeah. Everybody set?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Ready?
One, two, three.
Congratulations. How was it, Jimmy?
Great. I didn't know you could have fun doing hard work. Mom, I'm going to get some lemonade, okay?
All right, honey. You earned it.
Would you bring me some, please?
Okay.
Thanks.
Well, George, from what Mary's been telling me, you've all been having lots of fun this past week.
Yeah, in fact, I'm really sad to see it all end.
Oh, and we owe it all to you, Whit.
Oh, all I did was make the suggestion. You're the ones who made it happen. I'm just glad you all had a good time.
Well, I think we all have.
Yeah, that's true. Jimmy, Mary, and I have, but, well, the jury's still out on Donna.
Oh, I don't know. That's her, isn't it, walking this way with one of her friends?
Yeah.
She seems happy enough to me.
We went up to Chick-fil-A, and they went to the zoo, and they went camping in our living room. It's been one of the best vacations I've ever had.
Well, what do you know?
I'd say that makes the jury decision unanimous.
I guess so.
Here you go, Dad. A nice tall glass of coffee.
I'm very sorry. I tripped. I didn't mean to
slip. It's all right. It's all right, Jim. It's all right. Whit, would you mind handing me that garden hose, please?
Sure. Here you go.
No, not again.
Get in!
That was great. It really is possible to stay at home and have a really special vacation. And just like Mr. Barkley said, what made it so special was the fact that whatever they did together. Do you have some good ideas on how to spend a vacation? Well, if you do, write them down and send them to me here in Odyssey. And maybe I'll read some of them on the air. The address is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, B.C., V6B4G3. And when you write, don't forget to ask about how you can get a copy of this broadcast. It's called Our Best Vacation Ever. The address once again is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.